U.S. Representative David Rivera has been investigated by local and state officials for various ethics violations. The Miami congressman is also under federal investigation for allegations that he misspent campaign funds. At one point, Miami-Dade prosecutors were preparing to charge Rivera with 52 counts of theft, money laundering, and racketeering. Officials would later throw out the charges. They claimed state laws were too lax regarding campaign finances to formally charge Rivera with wrongdoing. Rivera is now running for re-election in the House, and he has a good shot at keeping his seat.
Integrity Florida definitely sees public officials that have ethics complaints filed against them, and even those that are known to violate ethics laws return to office.
That was Dan Krasner. He's the founder of Integrity Florida, a group that monitors public corruption in the state. He says the lack of information and inadequate laws are among the things keeping troubled incumbents in office.
Sometimes constituents are willing to hold their nose or look the other way at an official if they feel like the official delivered for their community.
Rivera's Democratic challengers have been battling it out in the past few weeks. Joe Garcia, Gloria Romero Roses, and Gustavo Marin have been trading barbs over endorsements and mailers. Rivera will face whoever wins that race in November. The newly drawn, mostly Republican district stretches from Kendall to Key West. I'm Ashley Lopez in Miami.